Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is October 1st, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have four amazing guests coming up in 1 hour. Andrew Gauss, just a very informative, extremely powerful speaker on what's happening with the economy. I think you'll be very impressed with him if you don't know who he is. George Butler, a local talk show host and a talk show host right here on GCN as well. He'll be popping in for an hour-long visit. Then we have Peter Schiff, who's one of Ron Paul's main economic advisors. Again, very impressive economic credentials and just stunning on-target analysis. We'll get his perspective. So that is coming up today. We also have another surprise guest that's going to be popping in. But Andrew Gauss, George Butler, Peter Schiff, and others today. Well, in the last 2 weeks, since they started, quote, publishing the economic bailout plan, it has been very hard to find it. The public only got a few hours on Monday to look at what was secretly written up on Sunday last week. And it turned out it was complete and total immunity, imperial God Emperor powers. I mean, no oversight, no control. The Treasury can do anything it wants. It'll now be basically private with the Federal Reserve, government of, for, and by a select group of criminal what are known as international bankers, but they're just scam artists. On and on and on. $5 trillion, not $700 billion. That's Bloomberg and others saying around $5 trillion. Others say $3 trillion. Others say $9 trillion. But $5 trillion's the conservative numbers it shows. And then later last week, and then into this week, they claim on the Senate website they're posting the bill. But in three or four different browsers, computers at home, the office, for Kurt Nemo out in New Mexico, no one could basically download it, and most people can't even read it. And we've finally been able to get a copy and get it up on Infowars.com, putting it on our own server. But inside the PDF file, there's some type of corruption, which is originally on the Senate and House website, where even most people can't get it there. I finally was able to print off a copy. And the entire thing is pork barrel. It's now close to 500 pages. It has immunity. In the words of the Washington Post, and by the way, I've only read part of the bill. I haven't had time to read all 470-something pages. I have scanned over it, and I have a long list of notes here, and we're going to be having some experts on today who've looked at it as well. And this is a big novel to tackle, and it's also in legalese. But in the words of the Washington Post, which is the establishment, but they're telling the truth here, they say sweeping new powers for the Treasury in their 20-something page breakdown of section by section. And it's far worse than even what the Washington Post is saying. But in their words, sweeping powers for the Treasury. And it's all in there. It's just stated in more legalese than the first bill that we saw last week, that said that the Treasury was above the law and that no one could even review it. No one could even question in any branch of government, any court. Well, it's all in there.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All eyes are on the debate tonight, the only vice presidential debate to be held in St. Louis, Missouri. Sarah Palin is an absolute, complete puppet that doesn't know which end is up. We've got Joe Biden, a consummate insider, 30-plus years in the Congress, just involved in every criminal operation of the Senate, knows where all the bodies are buried, publicly implicated in international bribery scams with Uzbekistan and Pakistan, deeply involved with the decoy hijackers in the planning of the 9/11 attacks. But I know the Democrats want to be fooled and want to think everything's fine. And, well, I'm now being accused of being a Republican operative because I'm not worshiping at the feet of Barack H. Obama and Joe Biden. Well, I'm not going to be worshiping at the feet of Sarah Palin or John McCain either. By the way, I don't get to vote. I live in Travis County, where Hardiner Civics has been caught involved rigging elections, where polls don't matter, who is going to win, and reality doesn't matter. Hardiner Civics does the voting. I caught the county clerk back in 98 with the Scantron ballots they put into computers as well, stealing the election, and it came out. I accused her of changing safety seals, breaking safety seals, falsifying signatures, double counting ballot boxes. And then the state board came out and said, yeah, she did do all that. It was an accident. Yeah, you know, you forge signatures by accident. You falsify safety seals by accident. You double count ballot boxes by accident. And the state board certified that election with Karen Sunliner. At 2 a.m., she was losing. I went to bed at like midnight seeing her losing by 10 points. Couldn't stand Karen Sunliner. They were running a big CPS ring, grabbing kids for being tardy to class. It wasn't even violating state law. They were calling it truancies and snatching them. So I had a public beef with them then when I would have time to battle with the locals, not just nationally. And, you know, we had the eyewitnesses. We had the insiders. We had police at the convention center where they had the computers. And we had other people in the county tell us this. So I went on air and said it. And guess what? I was right. Just like when I said John Villarreal and others above him were stealing money out of the city, that son of a bitch threatened to sue me. And I said, you go ahead, buddy. I'm going to sue you. And I got the documents, and he's in Huntsville prison right now. We didn't get the ringleaders, though. I know what I'm talking about. Corruption is everywhere. Criminals basically run the entire system. And they suck the whole thing dry, and it's going into terminal velocity. So I don't want to hear about the election. I don't get to vote. I live in Travis County. We don't have real elections here. I live in a county and a city where they steal the land of ranchers and farmers at gunpoint, claiming it's going to be an environmental preserve, and I watch the politicians, this is going back 11 years ago, laugh at me in a parking lot after a debate and say, yeah, we're going to take it all, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And you know what? They've taken that land they stole. It's not environmental preserves. It's $5 million and million-dollar houses and golf courses and luxury day spas. And that's how it works. And if you don't like it, the police will drop by and spray bullets into you and your family. That's what they think. They think they're getting away with all this. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and talk about Sarah Palin and that criminal Joe Biden, because I know what's going on, and I'm not going to play games anymore. I'm tired of people eating around the edges of this new world order. I'm tired of people denying what we face. Let me give you a news flash. Most of the food additives that are even, quote, in semi-organic food you're eating, anything processed, are made in China, and they're full of melamine, plastic, toxins, poisons. Most of the drugs you take, even over the counter, came from China. Most of the vaccines you take are filled with cancer viruses. And many of the blood drugs are filled with HIV, and it's all true, and it's all happening. And the you know, we're going from 1 in 1,000 having diabetes to 1 in 3, and 1 in 33 with cancer, now to 1 in 2 in men. Yeah, the number just changed from 1 in 3 that are going to get it. Let me give you a news flash. You can live in denial all day. You can sit there and say we're making this up or we're exaggerating, but in your gut, you know I'm telling you the truth. Let me tell the cops something. Let me tell the CPS workers something. Let me tell the government bureaucrats something. You think you're going to ride out this storm and write your tickets and squeeze the public and seize homes and assets and that you're still going to be taken care of because you work for the government? It's called hyperinflation. They can even give you a pay raise of 5-10% a year. When this stuff really starts hitting, and it's starting to hit now, there's nothing you can do. You're going to get hurt by your masters, too. So don't you worry, you're not going to escape any of it. I just want you to know that. And you go ahead and roll your sleeve up and take that shot. And you go ahead and drink that tap water. And you just go ahead. And you just laugh at me all day. But I've told you nothing but the truth. It's disgusting. Makes me sick to watch everything going to hell in a handbasket. I got to settle down. I just can't get mad anymore. You know why I'm upset? Because this depression we're going to have is going to look like Road Warrior. You know, I get too close to the problem. I get so close to the problem year after year, laying out exactly how this would happen, exactly how they'd start the implosion, exactly what they do, because it's all in IMF and World Bank documents and inside sources we've got inside Bilderberg, on and on and on, studying historical operations, what the New World Order's done in third world countries, the same thing they're doing here now. We know exactly, but not, I'd love to take credit for that. It's because it's a confession. They tell us exactly how they do it. And, you know, I get intense. It is intense that they put hundreds of different toxins and poisons in the water under the name fluoride. And then sodium fluoride itself is deadly, but this other stuff's even more deadly. It's totally freaky that we've gone from 1 in 33 to cancer to 1 in 2 in men and 1 in 3 in women. It's totally freaky that there's kids dying all over the neighborhoods and all over the places I live of all sorts of leukemias and cancers when they're 3, 4, 5 years old with no history of it in their family. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And all these gullible people who most of them think they're doing good inside the system have no idea you are manifesting hell right now. So don't tell me about the election. I don't get to vote. Don't tell me, shame on you, you're not voting. And people say, well, why are you saying vote then? Because they don't have fraud in about 60% of the country that we know of through the computers. They do it the old-fashioned way, and it's badly coordinated and not complete. And I think you should still vote in Travis County and Austin, and you should still respond to polls to show it's phony and to have exit polls, and we've been doing that locally, exposing that there's a fraud. And I could go on for hours about it. Now I watch Pat Buchanan with about 55% of the vote on the internal computers. The times I volunteered down there and I talked to everybody stacking up the Scantrons to put them in, and it was more than half bubbled in for Pat Buchanan. And when they were done in Travis County, Pat Buchanan got like 5% back in 96 in the Republican primary. I've seen it with my eyeballs. Am I saying give up the fight? No, I'm saying admit how far down we are on the board. Instead of all this baloney. You may think it's cute that most of the food we're eating's got poison in it. You may think it's cute you're shooting your kid up with mercury. You may think it's cute they're putting lead and arsenic and 100 other plus things in your water. But let me tell you something. I don't think it's funny. Let me explain. It's not contaminated water. That's just what they're putting in. I've seen studies going back over a decade where they're finding the different fluoride compounds. That's what Prozac is. But they're finding serotonin reuptake inhibitors of Prozac and the other 50-something there are. No, it's more than that. It's all basically the same attack molecule. Yeah, dying feels good. Getting drunk feels good as brain cells die. You better believe eating that fluoride molecule with all the different things that are added to it feels good. You bet. When a big cobra bites you right before you die, kind of feels good. You kind of, oh man, I'm feeling good right now. It doesn't matter, though. You're just going to get big goblets of water and drink it with pleasure. I understand. You were born to be slave to the New World Order. I know it's what you want. I understand. You're cowards, and so you will deny the fact. But it makes me flip out. All right, we got a bunch of big guests coming up today. And I want to get into the bailout, because I've had a chance to scan over it, and I've had a chance to read what others who've read it, the sections they've pointed out, and I've gone to those sections, and indeed, it has total, complete immunity, no oversight. It creates fake oversight bodies, but those are all under the Treasury Secretary, and so they're just his puppets. So before, the bill just said, no oversight, no one can even look at it. Now it says, no, the Treasury Secretary, he will create three different groups that he runs, chaired by him. But it gives the power to these bastards. But let me tell you something. The yuppies, the soccer moms, the spoiled brats, the people that think beef just grows on trees and thinks, you know, all they know how to do is card worky, card no worky in an ATM. They are going to turn into howling mobs of demons. and the New World Order is going to point him at the Patriots and say, get him.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If we have a Great Depression on the magnitude of what started in 1929 and didn't intensify for a full year, and peaked in 33-34, it will be a breakdown of society. But this has all been engineered by design. And we didn't just start saying that this year or last year or the year before. This has been the globalist plan all along. They do this in third world countries. Joseph Stiglitz, in late 2001, left the World Bank as their chief economist. He resigned. Then, over 2,000 pages of documents were leaked to the media. The BBC and a few others carried it. In there, there is the 100-plus part plan. It's 109 or 10. I forget the exact number. But it's a 100-plus point plan where they go into a third world country, they buy off the government many times in a few years. They tell them, don't pay it back, sign over your infrastructure, we're going to sell derivatives, we're going to inflate your markets, then we're going to implode them, and we want loss of confidence. You then get to retire, that is the thugs that run the country, who did the takedown operation for the New World Order, the central banks. They then move to Switzerland, New York, London. Those are the main cities, where they get private islands in the Bahamas. There's thousands of private islands with private security, everything. And they move out, and the country implodes, and then, as part of the 100-plus point IMF World Bank plan, this was secret, it's public, now for 6 years. We're blessed to have it. In the 100-point plan, as the economy is imploding, first they pump up the currency, print a bunch of the currency, carry out a bunch of derivatives on the local stock market. The globalists then use that leveraging to buy up the infrastructure. Then, as part of the IMF and World Bank loans they're given, the country has to agree to only spend the loans with select Fortune 100 companies, which themselves are owned by the private central banks. So they just give the money back to themselves. Then agreements have to be signed once the nation starts imploding to sign over more and, quote, have a governmental bailout, which then gets that government in even more fiat made up fraudulent debt to the very bankers that set up the scam and bought off the government internally. This is so diabolical. Are you following me? Then, right when, and leading up to this, the controlled media in the country says the economy's okay, we just need to bail out, everything's all right, you know, the government just needs to issue more currency and more liquidity, and we have to hand over more of our national infrastructure to these private corporations that are owned by these private banks. But, of course, that's not told to the public. They're just told, we're handing things over, this will fix it. And then the media comes out, and they call it the IMF riot, and they even say, we create the riot scenario where then they have the president or the parliament and the leaders come out and say, it's over, we're going to have a depression unless you bail us out even further. So more is signed over to the bankers and more power is given. Then the bankers have now privatized the water, the roads, the fuel, the energy, the media. At first they use big government to get control of the economy. Then they sign it over in the next phase, and then they fully pull the plug, and they stop delivery of food, they stop delivery of water, they stop delivery of gas, of fuel, Argentina in 1999-2000, and within weeks, middle-class families are starving in doorways on the streets. There are riots, and they call that the IMF riot. Then the police go out, ride them down with their horses, with clubs, with tanks. They shoot crowds of people in the streets. Then all confidence is lost. Any remaining banks that weren't owned by the globalists fold. There's runs on everything, and the markets drop to almost zero. The bankers buy everything else up, and then the nation is fully and totally controlled by the New World Order. Argentina, Guatemala, Brazil, Nigeria, South Africa. The list goes on and on, hundreds of them, scientifically done. And make no mistake, you can deny what I'm saying and not check into the facts I just gave you. You can say it's not true. It doesn't change it. You know, I talk to yuppies and businessmen and well-to-do middle-class people, and they still are in denial. They just shake their head. They act like me telling them privately and on the street. They act like I'm the one doing it because I'm telling them. Like that makes it reality if I say it. No. The New World Order did all of this. And denying it doesn't get you out of it. There is a way to defeat them. Do we have a big enough voice with this show and with our allies and with you, the listeners, to carry the truth to the people? Or are they going to win? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teach to lead them.
In 1815, the banking house of Rothschild was able to get control of the most powerful empire on the planet, the British Empire. It already had the most wide-reaching world governmental system in existence at that time. After it came, of course, the French, the Dutch, the Germans, the Spanish. And the Rothschilds were able to bankrupt England through that war, bankrupt Europe, then engage in stock market runs, which they engineered by putting out the disinformation that Napoleon had won the war about 8 hours early They were able to get the word there to the stock exchange in London, whose companies controlled international corporations trading across the globe. Now the bankers had military power. They didn't just finance the armies against each other to get financial power. They didn't just finance the arms makers. They had control of the greatest empire the world had ever seen. And in 1913, after hundreds of years of trying to assassinate, in some cases succeeding in killing presidents and congressional leaders, they got their private Federal Reserve, their income tax. They federalized U.S. senators that had been appointed by state legislators to the Congress. And they started the task of consolidating the robber baron infrastructure, the railroads, taking control of the states and the territories in the West. They turned the United States into a modern empire, which the Anglo-American establishment set up as the world currency through the dollar at the end of World War II. They used our military, our tax money, to take over through neocolonialism much of Latin America, Asia, Africa, and areas of Europe. And the last nations to be brought down were the middle classes in Europe, England, Japan, and the United States and Canada. They systematically, this is all public, took down Argentina, which had a GDP per capita larger than the U.S., had a larger middle class per capita than the United States. They are now one of the poorer countries in South America. Ted Anderson just had his honeymoon there. Never been to Buenos Aires. And he said he saw just everywhere, even the nice parts of town, families that looked just like Americans, living in doorways. 8 years after the New World Order brought that nation down. The Argentines bought into it all. National ID cards, national fare taxes, dollarization. They had the very same derivative bubble set up there, and they were brought down overnight. See, the bankers can create these trillions in fiat currency, but they need to trick you into buying into it, into going into debt. They need to get your government so deep in debt it can never get out. And now, there is over $1,000 trillion, that's a quadrillion, in fiat currency. And look, I know you understand that. I know the general listeners understand that. But if we don't explain this to the general public, and if we don't get this on blogs and websites, and if other news sites don't succinctly report on this and explain this, we need to, I know it's on prisonplanet.tv, but we need to take that final chapter and repost it. And in fact, it was an article, a transcript we put together. Part of the article is IMF World Bank documents consume Argentina was the strange headline that Greg Palast gave it. He took a transcript a listener did of the interview he did here. For some reason, you know, he was reporting on, others reporting on, never got any global traction. He came on this show. He even wrote a testimonial about it, I didn't even ask for. And it got published in over 500 newspapers from Italy to Japan to all over Europe. IMF World Bank documents consume Argentina. There was another headline put out under it, consume Venezuela with interest. I mean, no one 6 years ago had put together what the IMF World Bank said they were doing, the gunboat diplomacy. And how this works, if there was a leader in Guatemala or a leader in some other country in Africa who got control and said, look, we're not going to pay this fake debt back. And you can see the examples of where there'd be a $3 billion IMF loan, say, in 1980 to, this is hypothetical, the numbers are similar, go look up the years for yourself. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was something like 1982, there was a $3 billion IMF World Bank loan to Nigeria. and they paid back something like $60 billion on the $3 billion loan. I mean, what a fraud. And it's upwards now in compounded interest of over 30% a year. If you think the international bankers want you having a nice house and a swimming pool and going on 3 vacations a year and driving nice cars and being able to put your children in private schools, you know, lower middle class people could do that if the husband and wife both worked. And Americans got tricked into that back in the 60s. Oh, you want to live the really good life? You know, now we can tax both the man and the woman. And then now you both work and you don't even get to see your children and the state's raising them. All scientifically engineered. And everybody's complaining and griping and saying, you know, I don't eat out anymore and I buy the cheapest stuff at the grocery store and I don't get a vacation anymore and I work 2 jobs and just 5-6 years ago I was working 1 job and living better than this and I make is more money now but I can't live on it. Well, that's because you've had compounded 10% inflation on average for the last 6 years in a row. And that's top economist on the show. I mean, it was, you know, 6 years ago, it was only 7%, and then it was 8%, and then 9%, then 10%, then 12%. But you're averaging it together. It's about 10% in the last 6 years, compounded every year. Well, let me see. 5-6 years, depending on how you look at the numbers. 5-6 years of 10% inflation. What is that? That's 50 to 60% devaluation in your paycheck or in your fixed income on Social Security or pension. Now you see, but the media wouldn't tell you that. They would have headlines about it's a conspiracy theory that we have high inflation. And they'd have a nice guy in a suit or an info babe licking your lips and smacking them, looking at you, smiling, talking about how great things are up until about a year ago. And this is all just the organized collapse. This is all about the false story, the false download, the false hologram, as I guess Max Kaiser would put it, economist. This is the projection, as I would put it. Oh, it was some greedy white trash and evil minorities. That's basically what's being said. They lied on applications. Oh, really? That's less than $100 billion. That whole thing's less than $100 billion. It has nothing to do with the derivatives. It has nothing to do with all the instruments and the 1,000 trillion plus. But you need to, you see in the history books with what's coming, you need to know it's your fault. And they have lots of little corporate culture shills on radio. They love repeating what the bigwigs say. They love thinking they're in the know, and the yuppies are all crowded around the establishment, thinking that if they just get behind all the bailouts and the parroting and the going along with the false paradigm, that they're going to be all right. They're going to be okay. Hey, listen, you're not going to be okay until you admit there's a predatory New World Order, until you admit this is a global meltdown of our economy meant to bring us into depression and rioting for a pretext for martial law, civil emergency, and for a re-monetization of the debt through the Amero, bringing in new markets to leverage new scams, and then finally into a new world order global hegemon run by the Rothschild Rockefeller banking axis out of the city of London in London. That is the facts. Now, we told you for years that as soon as they started the implosion, the real implosion, which we're going to see very soon, they're just setting up things right now, that you would hear them say this. Oh, we've got some expert bankers that we need to have a world agreement because this system's going to, what's happening with the derivatives is going to bring down the world markets. It's already happened. Euro's already plunging. It's inflated too. So a currency plunging is inflation. It's plunging in value. And then, oh, it's a global crisis. The central bankers are all working together. Yeah, because it's the same group of families. Less than 20. Really only about 3 or 4. But there's a lower rung of power elite. They're all intermarried. It's like a breed we're dealing with. These people are all related. And they are now going to sack the world economy and then pose as saviors the entire time, granting to themselves world government power outside of governments. If you read all the proposals for world taxes and world regulations and world carbon taxes, which they now are saying publicly, it was only in policy reports decades ago, they're now saying, oh, we'll use carbon taxes and the Green Revolution and carbon regulations. We'll use that as a new market and a new growing market. And that's code to those that know. They have code on TV for those that actually are in the know that are working with the system, but then for the dumbbells don't understand it. You know, a new market, a new financial system to expand into, that means to keep the leveraging going to a new bubble. That's what Bush called it, was a bubbleneck. He says, oh, everything's fine the last year and a half. We just had a bubbleneck. And so now they're proposing their world financial system where the governments, England, the United States, Europe, Germany's already been captured a long time ago. Our governments already do what the bankers say. They already, when the Federal Reserve says jump or the Bank of England says jump, the private banks, they say, how high, boss? How high, master? And they get, they get down on their knees and prostrate themselves. But now even the illusion of having a government, the Congress, the president, the courts, they're rubber stamps, and through the crisis they created, they now fool the Congress through economic terrorism in the public. They're not even really fooling most of the Congress. They've all bought into it. They see it as a foregone conclusion to sign all the authority over to them and openly make the bankers government, openly give them governmental power. We're seeing a revolution here. We're seeing something as big as the Declaration of Independence being set up, July 4th, 1776. But it's not a good thing that's happening. It's an evil revolution. I mean, these people are proud of themselves. This is conquering. This is financial, military precision. This is a scorched earth, total domination, global domination. In everyone's face, for all the world to see. And so what is the solution? Well, first off, no radio show tells it like it is, like this one, and has the momentum and the listenership, not just of the general public, millions every day tune in on the AM and FM internet shortwave satellite. Conservatively, it's over 2 million. But we have a lot of important people globally, in government, outside government, corporations, a lot of good people that are in the system that know it's bad and who want to come out, who are leaking our information and passing it around in the important boardrooms and government redoubts where they operate at great risk to themselves. We bring you the best guests, the most important information. We are the best chink in the dragon's armor, of where a few little scales are missing on his iron hide, their little pink soft belly. And that's what this radio show is. He's missing some other scales here and there. And more of his scales are falling off because he's crushing and attacking and dominating. And he's in war right now. He's getting hit by arrows and by catapults. And, you know, he's crushing knights that come up to face him, you know, governments that threaten them. But still, you know, the dragon's bleeding. And there's this big open patch on the belly. And that's what this radio show is. And so I need you to tell your whole email list, your MySpace, everybody. That's why the government and their COINTELPRO and their disinformation officers pose as patriots and attack this show. Many of them admitted operatives. And then many copycats that are mentally ill and pick up on it or weak-minded, you know, were trained to infight with each other by the New World Order from birth. The point is, that's why they want to discredit me and attack me, because they understand that if they kill me, it'll make me a martyr. So they don't want to do that. I live a pretty clean life, so it's hard to set me up or discredit me. I've isolated myself from people, so it's hard for them to get their infiltrators in here. Believe me, they tried. And so that's why you can tell this show is so effective by the fruits it bears and by the fact that it's so attacked. So ignore those attacks. Move forward, telling your email list, telling other people, telling, calling to talk shows about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com, the fact that the show restreams 24 hours a day, that now we post up there every day the show just to be played off of a flash player the full 4 hours. We're creating an archive of that. The video streams we do in the third and fourth hour, some days the whole show, some days part of the show. It's up to you to take the live feed we do. We don't even have the personnel. And re-jump it up to your own Justin TV channel. Or to the other channels that are out there. I mean, you can reach thousands each time just by, say, taking our live feed off PrisonPlanet.tv and then feeding it into another feed. You know, and there's dozens of these services with tens of thousands that will watch at any one time. You know, hitting it all virally, getting the information out. There's so many things you can do, but we've got to let the public understand this is a planned implosion that is so important.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We're going to go ahead and get Andrew Gauss, our guest, on in the first 5 minute segments. So we're going to call him in about 3 minutes, get Andrew Gauss on air, and I'll go over some of his bio for you here. I'm going to go out there and get it off the printer. But a really interesting individual. Listen, again, not just myself, but so many people in the liberty movement, in the reality movement, individuals that question the official reality and that's been proven to be a fraud and a lie by the map makers of the mind, the social engineers, the eugenicists. They're not just bad people. They believe you're scum and need to die. You expect me to talk, Mr. Goldfinger? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. I mean, that's what they're after here. It's a religion of disgust for the public, of hurting us. Look at the artwork the elites are into. I mean, by far, the dominant artwork is dead babies and maggots and piles of feces. And they pay, you know, millions and millions, sometimes $100 million for it. Wait. A devil skull actually went, I think, for, it was 99 million pounds. I'm sorry, over $200 million. You know, a bag of maggots goes for 4 million pounds. And they'll tell you it's about the worship of the filthy bag and the maggots. And you can laugh at me. You know, if you're not aware of this, you just haven't looked into it. And that's what they sell at Christie's and Sotheby's and these big auction houses is bags of maggots or photos of mutilated children. I mean, this is beautiful to the elite. And they're giving you their taste. Watch TV. They've created the neural associations in your mind showing you violence over and over again and laughing in association with it. Until now, when your neighbors are being killed or you're being killed, people will think it's funny. The young people go and watch all the movies like Saw and Hostel with young women having their teeth ripped out and they giggle and smirk and get off on it. So see, when it really happens to them in real life, nobody's going to care because it's beautiful. A dirty bag of ashes and dirt and maggots is beautiful to them. And they're going to turn the world into what they think is beautiful. And if you don't like it and try to resist, some men with black uniforms will drop by because they like death too. They're into the macho fact that you don't do what they say, they're going to kill you. Now, the good news is enough of those cops, children, and families are getting sick from the vaccines and the food to know we're telling the truth. So now they're growing up a little bit. Enough of the military has seen the evil to wake up. So they're kicking them out and hiring illegal aliens and aggravated felons. But that won't go over very well. So I want to make it clear to everybody out there. The people have heard us tell the truth for decades. They know the Patriot Movement, the Truth Movement, whatever you want to call it. The alternative media has done a great job on average. Our credibility is extremely high. And a lot of you were laughed at as you planted seeds years ago. Well, those seeds have now sprouted. Seed can sprout 100 years later. Seeds that were planted hundreds of years ago are just now sprouting. And seeds you planted a month ago are now sprouting. And so, speaking out, getting the word out, standing up against evil, standing up against corruption, now is having the biggest payback in liberty and freedom and minds unlocked. And we don't have a choice. The New World Order is not going to give any of us quarter. They are waging war against all of us. Even those of you that serve them. That's most often even more so on you. And so I tell you now, you better not procrastinate and sit on the bench. A lot of people sit on the bench trying to figure out some perfect plan to fight the New World Order or some big fancy thing they're going to do and they never do it. No, put simple things into form. One sheets with key websites and info about the New World Order. Print 100 copies of it and go out and put it on doors today. That's what's going to turn this around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.